Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This morning, the third of the five profiles we're offering this week of the five candidates running for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. Today, an old hand at politics, Congressman Edward Markey, a Democrat who served in the House of Representatives since 1977.
And so I'm running for the United States Senate because I want these guns off our streets.
WBUR's Kurt Nekisch has this profile of Ed Markey.
At 66 years old, his tall frame in a suit, Congressman Ed Markey looks out of place among the undergrads in the student union at Northeastern University. Married with no children, he stands in the checkout line between kids in sweatpants with book bags hanging off one shoulder and buys a candy bar.
I have not had lunch yet, and so I'm just taking this little quick.
Before Markey's done munching that Milky Way midnight dark, he meets the college Democrats organizing his talk. He still has melted chocolate at the corner of his mouth.
How you doing, guys? Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Markey has served in the U.S. House of Representatives for 36 years, twice as long as some of these students have been alive. He tries to bridge the gap.
So I worked my way through college and law school as a commuter living in Malden. In order to save money, I had to drive an ice cream truck to earn the tuition, and I had to take student loans. So I know how important it is to you that the Pell Grant program be protected and enhanced.
Markey tells them he wants them to have the same opportunities he had growing up and going to Boston College, the same opportunities he had when he launched his political career in the Massachusetts legislature. Before that, Ed Markey was in the Army Reserve, along with Steve Grossman, now state treasurer. Grossman says his friend was influenced by 1960s counterculture.
While there was a lot of skepticism about government institutions, there was also a desire on the part of young people like Ed and Barney Frank and others to be engaged, and they saw grassroots organizing as a profoundly important way to change the direction of the country.
When a congressman from Markey's hometown of Malden died in office, Markey was the first of 12 to announce he was running. He was a dark horse at best, wasn't a war hero, didn't have a famous last name, didn't come from money. What he had was a great TV ad.
And I remember people saying, wow, that's a game changer.
Markey had pushed state house leaders too far on an issue, and they kicked him off a committee and moved his desk out of the room. Grossman says that lone desk in the hallway became the signature image of Markey's campaign.
If you think about it, it's so simple. Ed said, look, the bosses can tell me where to sit, but they can't tell me where to stand.
Once Massachusetts voters gave him a desk on the House floor in Washington, Markey was sitting pretty, since those same voters hardly ever tell incumbents to come back home. He was sworn in just as Cambridge Congressman Tip O'Neill became Speaker of the House.
House will be in order.
On Capitol Hill, Markey was an outspoken opponent of nuclear energy and proliferation.
Gentleman from Massachusetts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker.
In 1984, he spoke on the anniversary of the nation's biggest nuclear disaster.
Because neither the nuclear industry nor its federal regulators learned the lessons of Three Mile Island.
That zeal against nuclear remains, but over the decades, some of Markey's other positions flipped. An Irish Catholic, he had wanted a constitutional amendment preventing abortion. Then, nearly 30 years ago, Markey became a supporter of abortion rights. He also dropped his opposition to court-ordered busing. With more seniority, Markey got more power and chaired the Telecommunications Subcommittee. When federal regulations were threatening to squash internet radio, Markey came through, says Tim Westergren, who's the CEO of the internet music service Pandora.
Understood that our situation was unfair and that something needed to be fixed, and paid attention to it. You know, any member on the Hill has 100 things that's, you know, more than that, pulling them in different directions, and it was in his wheelhouse. But he also, I think, was sympathetic to the issue, and then he was willing to kind of put his political capital behind it.
Markey also earned a reputation as an environmentalist, though his cap-and-trade bill to reduce carbon dioxide emissions never cleared the Senate. Now he says he's running for the Senate to have a better chance of making laws. Speaking to those Northeastern students, Markey touted his record passing telecommunications laws,
which made it possible for wireless devices to go from 50 cents a minute and were the size of bricks down to the size of smartphones, that people now have to pat their pockets a couple of times a day just to make sure they still have. No one patted their pockets before 1996. They did not.
After 36 years in the House of Representatives, most of them in the 20th century, Ed Markey, the son of a Malden milkman, wants to represent Massachusetts in the 21st century in the U.S. Senate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.